know me, I don't really like sports ball very much, but once in a while, something happens in sports ball that gets my attention. This is one of those moments. There's a announcer named Tom Brenneman. He's for the Cincinnati Reds. And it's funny because it's almost just like Brockmeyer, you know, where he announces just for one team. So here's the guy, right? He's broadcasting between games of a doubleheader with the Kansas City Royals just last night. Okay. He returns from commercial break. And I guess he'd been having a conversation with somebody that was sitting right there. And the mic was one of these hot mic situations. He didn't realize his mic was on. And we caught him talking about a particular city in a particular way. Here's what he said.
The fag capitals of the world.
Yep. He was talking about a city being one of the bleep capitals of the world. He blurts this out before going back to his baseball duties.
Oh, God. I hope that wasn't on the air.
Right. When he realizes that it was on the air and then he's about to lose his job, he comes back with the most awkward, weird apology. I don't know what's okay. What he said was terrible. The apology wasn't much better.
Think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. That'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Can you finish with the apology?
I don't know if I'm gonna be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's gonna be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck, Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with,
Worked.
For anybody that I've offended here tonight.
Everybody.
I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am.
I'm so
that
sorry.
Is not who I am. And never has been.
It's not who you,
and
but
I'd
you
like
said
to
it.
Think maybe I could have some people that. That could back that up.
Yeah. So go find people to back up, but that's not who he really is.
Sorry,
so that now it's my job. Now it's my job to figure out who in his life can verify that he's not a homophobe. Now I got to go do the work. Now he's giving me an assignment. Now I have homework.
Right, but he said it not an hour before that.
You would assume that if somebody was saying something like that off mic, that's pretty much who you are.
Yeah, so the Reds now suspended him. So
right,
he's
yeah.
been suspended. Well, this happened in Charlotte 2 days ago. So the Charlotte basketball, so there's the Hornets basketball team. The announcer for the basketball team went on Twitter and he was talking about the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
But he didn't say Nuggets.
Uh-oh.
Right. He said another word that begins with an N.
Oh, an N, not an F.
Yeah. Another word that begins with an N. That's kind of like Nuggets, but he said, and he hit send and it went on Twitter. So he's saying that it was spell check. So spell check happened, but he didn't see it before he hit send. So he's blaming spell check. And I'm sorry, but if I misspell everything.
Yeah, you really do.
I there's no way I could spell Nuggets. Spell check just doesn't have that word in it.
No ducking way.
No ducking way.
Spell check. The only thing that spell check ever corrects is, trust me, I do want to say the F word. Don't think that I'm trying to say duck. I am not saying duck.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Yeah, and my phone now has just given up and goes, okay, here's the F word.
Right.
You wanted it, you got it. And every time you type it, it's going to be that. So I think his phone just gave up and said, okay, I know what you mean because this is what you type to your friends all the time. So there
right.
it is. Yeah, you can't talk your way out of this one, bud.
But even if it was spell check, that says something terrible about you because it does predictive text because it knows the way you talk on a regular basis. So either you're telling me that you say that word regularly, so spell check was like, I know what you mean, I got you, buddy. Or you did write that, you are a racist, and you're thinking that the rest of us are so stupid that we don't understand technology this far into having technology.
Right. We should either fire you or sue Tim Cook for putting
right.
that into the iPhone. Somebody's going to get fired or sued, one of the two. But yeah, so he's saying he's sorry and now he's been let go.
And this has been Sports News by Cooper and Anthony.
Tune in for another year and a half from now, and we'll have more sports news.
When something finally happens again that we care about in sports.